Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is your chance to ask those questions that you have and get the answers from your angels and your guides. We will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath and animal communicator, a seer and ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, and there are a few other things. I didn't receive my education in a conventional way. I attended schools of higher learning, and in my case, I went to heaven, and I was there several times, and I acquired the knowledge that I have to help myself and then to help others. You know, it's been said that if you snooze, you lose. Well, it wasn't true in my case. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and we've been together ever since. It's a crazy story, but we're still together. So that's a little bit about me. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I can't believe I still remembered that. I have always been a seeker, looking for the truth, looking for who I actually am, what life is supposed to be about, and what is the purpose of all of this stuff that we go through. And so I've been finding answers for the last 20 years. God, it's hard to believe I'm 20 years. And I have a deeper understanding of who I am. And I have a lot more clarity, and I have a lot more peace within me. So it's been a really interesting and amazing journey, and I'm still on it. You know, there are still things that I'm asking to understand, but that's the way life is meant to be. Okay. If you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. Now it is time for us to go down the list of callers. I'm recovering from whatever the heck it is that I've been having. And sometimes my mind is, it's like it's not actually in my body. I don't know where it is, but it comes back. So if I seem a little off, just give me a minute and I'll get back on.
How could you seem a little off? You're working with a blonde. You should be used to it.
Maybe I'm having blonde moments. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You sound fine to me.
Okay, well then we'll go on and start. I will click on callers. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right. Our first caller is from area code 951. Hello.
Jordan.
Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hi. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Barely. You sound
How
like
you
you're like 50 miles away.
Yeah. I'm
Can we have your first name, please?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel, you sound like you're in a wind tunnel, hon. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Awesome. Great news. You sound good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So how's your New Year, you know, starting off?
Pretty good. How about you?
Great. Oh, doing great. Thank you. you have any specific questions, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm, you know, looking for a message from Spirit, and I'm looking for a job, and looking for
the message from Spirit,
through.
I see the angels, I see the Ascended Masters, they're around you, Nathaniel. I don't know if you felt them, but they're saying, Nathaniel, beloved, we're here to support you in whatever you want to do. And they're telling me that you, you know, you put the intentions out there, and you've been putting effort out, and this is leading you down the path to your life purpose, okay? And I do get that you are going to manifest all that you need and more, Nathaniel. Okay, so you are, you know, you're serving your soul's mission. And as I have, you know, in prior readings, give any of your fears or your concerns, Nathaniel, please give them to the angels. Allow them to heal and transmute any of the fear that you may be having. And they want to, you know, they want to guide you and give you the guidance that you're looking for. Okay? Daniel.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's, you know,
okay.
Like more positive.
Yeah, you must be doing something right, you know? You're doing a great job. Okay? And the angels are saying to Daniel, you know what? It's better for you to just, you know, continue thinking about the kind of job that you want. And Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, oh, Nathaniel, it's time to work smarter, you know, and not harder, you know. She's saying you would really benefit by having less sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? Because she's asking me if you're getting enough
sleep. Get enough what?
Sleep. Are you getting enough sleep, Nathaniel?
I'm really trying to, yeah. I didn't get enough sleep the other night. And,
okay. Yeah, I feel like you're still having some challenges. You've got to stay grounded. And, you know, working those long hours is not the way to go. Again, Ginger, you've got to work. But you've got to start envisioning yourself where it is that you want to be, Nathaniel. Yourself in the job that would make you happy. Are you doing that?
Yes, I was thinking of moving down to Southern California, you know, 400 miles south, but I'd have to, you know, I'm trying to declutter and, you know, so.
Decluttering is, you know, one of the things, yeah, that is really important. Because when you declutter, you're making room for all the good stuff that's going to come your way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's lots of stuff to declutter on, boy.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing the sun, and it's shining down on you, Nathaniel, in the area of, you know, whatever work it is that you're wanting to do. Okay. So are you thinking about, like, what it is you want to do with this new job?
Well, you know, I've been security for a while, but I'm not sure if I want to. I've applied for some higher paid security jobs, and I've
okay,
because
I feel like, you know, the next position may involve a little bit of your creativity, okay? And I feel, you know, the doors of prosperity are waiting to open for you, Nathaniel. I'm getting, you know, I do see a job interview, you know, coming up in the future, and I feel like you're going to, you know, get another job that will be, you know, a lot less stressful, okay? But you've got to see yourself, you know, where you would, you know, where you would really enjoy working, okay? And just really feel empowered and confident that you have the ability to do that, okay? Nathaniel, you're ready to embark on a new adventure for this brand new year, okay?
Okay,
but just
okay.
Have confidence that you can do this, Nathaniel.
All right.
Okay? I do feel like, you know, if you continue to believe in yourself and know that you can do this, you are going to make great strides, you know, in regard to, you know, a career, okay? So I do feel like this is going to be a really exciting year for you, Nathaniel. Okay, it's a time of change, and I feel like it's a time of, you know, really, really positive change for you. You've worked hard, and the angels, you know, see that you're really putting an effort into everything. Okay? So, you know, just keep envisioning what it is that you want to do, because I do feel like, you know, the angels are walking with you to really to try to help you to get, you know, where you would be happy, Nathaniel, and where you would thrive, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's coming in, and I asked her, so what are you doing, Ginger? She's saying, I see a lot of movement around Nathaniel, so I do feel that, you know, moving, you know, your physical residence along with a new job is coming up. Okay? So you've got to let go of what no longer serves you, Nathaniel, and move forward. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be an exciting year. And I said to Ginger, well, you know, can you give me an idea? Like, she's saying, Mom, very soon. And she's saying Nathaniel is, you know, listening and thinking, okay, so when? Well, she's saying very soon, Nathaniel. Your prayers are, you know, being answered. She's saying, don't worry, you know, don't be in, you know, like a crazy state and thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? She's saying, just allow the angels to guide you, okay? This move and that new position will happen during your divine timing, okay? It's sort of like you're looking at pieces of a puzzle, Nathaniel, and everything will start to come together. So you've got to believe in yourself and, you know, don't give up hope. And, you know, keep your energy positive. And I do feel like, you know, it is coming soon, Nathaniel. So just keep looking forward, okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, your choices are good ones, okay? So I feel like you are, you know, you're thinking about things maybe a little differently than you did in the past. And I'm hearing the word success around you. Okay?
Great.
Keep moving forward, but don't forget to meditate, sit in silence, and listen to your angels. We are never alone, and they can help you to, you know, get on the best path that is right for you, okay? So they want to help to guide you in that new direction, Nathaniel. And, you know, the path may be a little bit different than maybe you've envisioned, but you've got to trust, okay? Allow the angels to guide you, and you know you're going to be happy with this transition, Nathaniel. So this is a time that you've got to really listen to those angels. Okay, don't be afraid. Allow them to guide you, you know, to where you need to be. And I'm getting, Nathaniel, don't be afraid to speak your truth. Okay, that's really important as well. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. Okay, so, you know, you have a lot to be, you know, a lot to say, and it needs to be heard, okay?
All right.
Okay, and I know that sometimes, like, you feel like you don't get enough support from others, but the angels are with you, and they are supporting you. And they're saying, Nathaniel, you've really grown, like, in the last few years. You're doing a great job, a wonderful job. There's a woman in spirit with an L name, L. Do you have any idea who she may be?
Let's see. It could be Lynn. I didn't know that she died, but she came to me in a dream a couple of years ago. And I had an interesting dream yesterday morning, and it was, wow.
Well, this L is coming forward, and she's been helping you, Nathaniel.
Hmm.
And she sees what you're capable of doing, okay?
Hmm.
And you have been, you know, connecting with a lot of people in the spirit world. And this woman is saying that you really, like, never forget a face. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't forget a face, and I don't forget birthdays. I remember birthdays. And,
yeah. Yeah.
50 years later, so
I know it's cold, you know, it is January, but when we get some warm days, she's suggesting that you get outside and, you know, take a walk in nature, clear your head, it'll be really good for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this L, like I'm saying, you know, L. I can't hear her name, but I keep getting the L.
Was she blonde? I think it was Lynn. Could have been Lynn, this girl I know. And I think I saw her. Well, I didn't say hello to her, but it looked like her. And
blonde hair?
I think she was, like, kind of handicapped because she used to say that.
I do see the lighter hair. Is there a connection to the month of December?
You know, I never knew her birthday, actually, so I don't know.
Well, it could be something else, like, but there's a connection, like, to the month of December. Okay. So that's, you know, I don't know what that means, but there's a connection. Okay. But she's strongly around you, and she's trying to help you, okay? That's what she's saying to me. And she's saying, stop being so hard on yourself, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Okay, you're too hard on yourself.
I'm very hard on myself, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she said you had some rough times in childhood, but, you know, you're an adult now, and, you know, you're changing the way you look at things, okay?
I'm really looking at things like I really know that the spirit is on the other side. So, you know, I kind of like not worrying so much because I'm going, well, look, you know, I mean, look how much evidence and things I've studied for about near-death experiences and this and that, and, you know, the universe, astrology, this and that, angels. And,
We're never alone. Do you connect with your grandfather, Nathaniel? Because I'm getting the word grandfather.
Yes, there was one grandfather I'd never met. His last name was Blackstock, and I'm not sure, but he died. Everybody on my mom's side of the family smoked cigarettes, you know, when I was a long time ago, you know.
Well, I feel like he watches over you, Nathaniel, and he does not want you to worry. And I think when you're either playing music or listening to music is when he comes in a lot.
Okay.
So he likes the music, and he wants you to stop living in the past and, you know, looking forward to, you know, what's ahead of you. Okay? And I feel like not only are you moving forward, you know, on your physical journey, I feel like you have a beautiful spiritual journey as well. So I feel like you're going to be growing spiritually as well as, you know, moving forward with, you know, the career and maybe your music, okay? So you're doing
really
a wonderful job. Did that grandfather have, like, maybe, like, lung cancer or something? Because I'm hearing the word cancer. Excuse me?
Exactly. Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
My uncle said he was something different. They said that he went to Las Vegas and he won. I don't know how big he won, but he got mugged and he got beat up.
Wow.
And
okay.
I wasn't sure. Can you confirm that at all? Because I talked to his son and we don't talk that much. He's like a priest or a deacon for a prison and stuff, but he's kind of self-absorbed, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows a lot of scripture, but he's an Orthodox Catholic, strict, you know, and tell him, you know, this and that, but go to the Orthodox Catholic, you got to go to Orthodox
Catholic. All I'm getting is, you know, he died tragically, you know, so I don't know. Like, there was something about, you know, his passing.
Hmm.
He wants you to concentrate on you and, you know, look forward to the future, Nathaniel. So that's what I have for tonight, Nathaniel. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I'm so happy that you called in. I hope you have a very blessed, happy, you know, prosperous and abundant new year, Nathaniel. God bless.
Oh, you're the best, and be blessed.
Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel. What I'm getting for you are the words, break the mold. Break the mold. They want you to stop living how you've always lived. Stop creating what you've always created. They want you to have the realization that you really are the one creating whatever you are living. It is not some random act that God has decided you need to have in your life. It's about you and what you believe about you. We all have conditions, and that's the mold that they're talking about breaking. We have conditions that we've placed on ourselves and on our lives. Some of these conditions are based on what we learned from our parents. Some are from the media. Some are from friends and family. And we learn things from all sorts of people, especially when we're young, before the age of 6, and we don't even realize that we are accepting what they are giving us and saying, okay, well, this must be true. Because we believe that everybody is always speaking the truth. And now you're old enough to know that even if they are speaking their truth, that does not make it your truth. So what they're asking is that when you are thinking about something and you are seeing all the reasons why things don't work in your life, they want you to start asking yourself, why can't I change this? Because when you start coming from that opening of change, you start allowing the change. Most of the time when something happens, your brain looks at it and says, oh, this happened because blah, 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 and there's nothing I can do about it. And that ends it. But if you look at it and say, why is this true for me? It's not true for the guy over there. Then you start looking at what your conditions are on your own life. And everybody has conditions that they have put in place for their own lives. And if you want to experience the freedom of living, you have to let go of the conditions. So that's what they're encouraging you to do, to break the mold, to stop living the expected life, and to start asking, why? Why can't it be different for me? And allow yourself to start making changes, because you're the only one standing in your way. Okay, that's what they wanted me to share with you.
All right, well, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Well, enjoy your new year.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Take care, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 860. Hello.
Hi, Happy New Year, girls.
Hello, Lisa.
How are you?
Good, Barbara. Honey. How are you?
Sorry you're sick, Barbara Grace.
Oh, don't let my being sick bother you. I don't let it bother me. Just means that I sleep 20 hours a day. But other than that, I'm fine.
Here. It's going to take a lot more than that to get rid of us, Lisa. You know? We're going to be here for quite a while.
How about that? Get well there.
Oh, God bless you. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. I'm wondering if there's any messages from heaven for this new year.
Okay. I feel like, you know, when I just connected with you, like things are changing in a positive way. I do feel that you need a little bit more balance in your life. And I really do feel like this is the year for you to connect with that beautiful soul mission that you have. You've helped so many people, and you are on that right path. And the angels are going to walk with you every step of the way. And they're here to help you to manifest all the good that you truly deserve, Lisa.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've been thinking about studying anything. You know, I just feel like there's something that you're going to learn. I don't know exactly what you're interested in at this time. You know, you could even be teaching others, you know, as well. But you have, you know, beautiful, amazing spiritual values, and the way you, you know, communicate with others, you have, you know, so much to offer. You really do, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
You're truly amazing. So I hope that you are, you know, thinking about that beautiful spiritual mission, okay, because the angels are saying, you know, this is your year to really connect with that happiness and fulfillment that you've been looking for.
What mission?
Well, you know what? You have a lot of, like I said, spiritual knowledge. You know, I know you teach, you know, catechism and different things. I feel like, you know, you could expand upon what you're doing. You can work with animals. You can work with little children. You have a lot, you know, to offer. You can, you know, connect with the angels and tell them what your interests are, and they could, you know, come up with something that's right just for you. Okay? But they're with you, and they're just, you know, they're surrounding you with so much love. Okay? And, you know, the utmost importance is, you know, that you have peace, and, you know, they want you to just be, you know, be at peace, to be protected, feel safe, and there's going to be so many blessings coming your way. So I do feel like, you know, there's so much unconditional love that they're surrounding you with, Lisa. Okay, so I don't know if you've been thinking about going forward. I feel like, you know, we're in the month of January. I don't feel like you're going to really start doing anything till probably springtime. And March 20th, my birthday, is the first day of spring. So I do feel like, you know, in the springtime is when you are going to, you know, move a little bit faster and have the faith that you need, you know, to go forward on that beautiful path of yours, okay?
Okay, if I could just figure out what path it was supposed to be.
Well, you know what? You don't have to figure everything out at once. You could sit and you know, tell the angels what your interests are. You know, what I know that you love children. I know that you love animals. You know, there's so many things, Lisa, that you know, truly can, you know, share with others.
Well, I'm kind of locked up with COVID.
Right, and there's, you know what, there's even, like you said, like, you know, Barbara and I are helping out, and we're not worried about COVID over the phone, you know?
Okay.
So you've got, you know, you've got to think about it, and just think about all the good things that you like to do. Like I said, you are amazing with animals, you know that. You're amazing with children. Just have so many, you know, so many beautiful things that, you know, could be shared with so many, Lisa, you know? So just a list of things that bring you joy, even if you don't feel like they have anything to do with, you know, what you want to do in the future, okay? But I do feel like you deserve, you know, to go forward and, you know, to have the happiness that you deserve, and it's time to share, you know, what you know with others. Now, with the animals and stuff, even your little one, you are an energy healer, correct?
I guess so.
You are, you know, and you can, you know, build upon that if you'd like. And that could be part of, you know, what you want to do, okay? Like I said, it's not a one-fits-all, you know, position. You have to think about what interests you. And you really, you know, you have a beautiful speaking voice, Lisa. Like I said, I told you this many times, like when I would hear your recordings on your phone. My goodness, your voice sounds angelic. And those recordings are magical. They're absolutely beautiful. They're absolutely magical.
Thank you. Very kind.
So do that. And, you know, you have what it takes to help others. And, you know, and really I see you in a position where people, you know, would be listening to you, where you can guide them, you know, to do different things. So you have a lot of qualities, and you're meant to help others. You know, and part of your journey is spreading love, and you do that all the time. But I know even with little Jackson, like, children absolutely love you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so there's animals, there's children, there's healing. I mean, the angels could come up with something, you know, that's right for you. And I know that, you know, that you, you have to watch, like, you're sensitive to others' energies, you know?
Big time.
So you would need, you know, wherever you would do what you do, you would have to have that beautiful atmosphere that would be, you know, helpful to you doing your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there's so much, Lisa, that you can do. And the other thing that I don't know, like with all your life experiences and everything, have you thought about writing, you know, a book?
I have only about Gizmo's Gifts to Me, but I don't know where to start or how to do that.
Well, you know what, just sit there, and even if you write a sentence, a couple words, okay, and ask Gizmo to come in and help you. Because I see your little girl sitting with Gizmo, and they're waiting to help you. And as I'm saying this, I don't know if you've ever sat, I see rose petals around you. Have you ever noticed them maybe when you were outside, when it was maybe a little bit warmer? But I see like rose petals around you. Mother Mary is, you know, connected with the rose petals. Do you have like a connection to flowers as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm getting flowers, Mother Mary. Okay, so you've got a lot. Like I said, you've got a lot that I'm just picking up on now, like that you could put that all together and come up with something. I'm getting the letters A. Let's see, A. And the letters J. They may be people in spirit. I don't know if they resonate with you now, but I'm getting the letters A and J.
J is my mother. A, I'll have to
think
about.
I was going to say, it's all feminine energy. Okay. Okay. So they're with you, and they're here to help you as well. Okay? But you've got to just, you know, you've got to just, like, let yourself relax, and then it'll be easier to think about things, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you have a sincere heart, okay? And you've just got to allow yourself to connect with what is important to you, Lisa, okay? And I do feel like, you know, you will start, you know? Don't worry about, like, don't worry about things so much. Just, you know, enjoy. Like, take a little time out and just think about what it is that you like to do. Enjoy thinking about it and, you know, writing it down. Okay? Because I feel like you're going to get insights. You're going to get signs. I feel like there's going to be divine messages. And all of this is going to, it's really going to come together for you. Okay? I just feel like, you know, you're going to start, you know, doing something and it's just going to take off, Lisa. Okay, and I do feel like, I don't know, do you find like little things? Because Gizmo is telling me that he puts little things for you to find.
I'm not sure. I have a white tornado in the house.
Okay, well, some of it is from Gizmo. Do you hear any kind of like weird sounds, like maybe like a sort of almost a higher pitched sound as well at times?
I do that, and sometimes I'll just not be sitting still, and I feel like this rubbing against my feet or my leg, and I think it's Liliana, and I look and she's on the sofa.
Yeah, it's Gizmo that's there with the high-pitched noises.
Aww.
But she's sitting there giggling as Gizmo's playing with you, you know? And she's saying, Mommy, you can write a book about, you know, Gizmo, but you could put me in it too, you know?
Oh. Well, she's my last gift, but
she's just saying, you know what, you don't realize how much you have to offer the world, Mommy.
Okay.
Start writing about everything and see yourself, you know, when you're done, where everybody stands up and cheers for you.
Okay.
So that's what I have. Like I said, Mother Mary was coming in, you know, with the rose petals. You have a beautiful connection with Mother Mary, and I just, like, there's so much that you can do, Lisa. It's just, you know, totally amazing. I think maybe Gizmo's trying to say, come on, Mommy, we have to start, you know, we have to start writing and things, you know?
Okay.
Is he, you know, Gizmo's, you know, still with you. You know that, right?
Yes.
And your little ball of fire there knows it too, and Liliana starts playing and having fun too with the kids, she's saying.
Yeah, we're waiting for that to continue.
Yeah. Well, I'm even getting for yourself and stuff, you know, that there's going to be healing miracles, Lisa, you know?
Is Liliana's surgery going to be all right? Because her surgeon got COVID this week, and it just blew me away.
Well, you know what? You've got to just take everything and, you know, and just believe in divine timing, you know? So, you know, I always believe in divine timing.
Okay.
And I see Jesus is watching over you and Liliana in the situation.
Wow.
Okay, so he doesn't want you to worry. You know, you're not supposed to worry. You're supposed to give all this to, you know, to the divine, and he's right there with you.
Thank you. That's very
okay,
helpful.
And, you know, just, you know, allow, you know, him to come in. I'm getting, like, you've been getting divine signs, but I know you're kind of busy. Okay? So some of the signs you're going to keep seeing until you really notice them, and Mother Mary is just smiling, and the angels are saying, you know, that they're going to continue to give you those beautiful signs, okay?
Thank you.
So just, you know that your, you know, all your prayers are being answered, okay? And, you know, when something happens, like, you know, the scheduling with the surgery and everything, just try to look at the things that are right in your life and stay in the present moment, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And there's, you know, there's, I'm getting, like, because it was, you know, it was canceled, I'm hearing hidden blessings. So I feel like all is well. I truly do. You know, that's what I am getting, all is well. And you've just got to feel it too. And, you know, keep affirming that every day.
Okay.
That, you know, she has perfect health. You have perfect health. All is well. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what Jesus and Mother Mary and the angels are, you know, trying to, you're trying to, like, take care of, like, the whole world all on your own, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay. And when we, you know, when we partner with the divine and we let them come in, it's no longer ours, you know. You can
okay.
just relax a little bit. Okay? But I do, I'm getting, you know, Ginger saying, tell Lisa, Mom, that good news is coming her way. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, and please stay positive, and we love you, Lisa.
Stay well and healthy. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay, Lisa. The message that I'm getting for you is dance the joy. They want you to start each day as you wake up to say to yourself, for today I will dance the joy. And then spend at least 5 minutes dancing the joy. If you have particular songs that just make you feel joyful, you can play them. If you have songs that are running through your mind, you can just listen to them and dance. This is a part of you changing who you are being, because now you tend to go into the, well, yeah, I can dance to joy, but first I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to make this right. This needs to be taken care of for this person. What's going to happen about this? And when you go into all of that old negative energy, it keeps you from creating the joy. And you will find that if you do dance the joy, there will be more and more joy in your life. You will also find that other people's energies do not affect you like they used to. Because if you are dancing the joy, then you are radiating joy. And there's no room for their energy to come to you because you are too busy sending the joy out into the world. this is how you are going to bring about the changes that you've been looking for in your life. And some of these are changes you've looked for a very, very long time.
Yes.
You will never get there thinking the way you used to think. When you dance the joy, then you are filled with the energy of joy. You are radiating the energy of joy. You are creating the energy of joy. You are receiving the energy of joy. So from now on, whenever you start thinking something negative or you start worrying or, oh my gosh, or whatever, stop and begin to dance the joy.
Lily.
And you will find that your life will change. And it may start with very small things, but it will grow. So let this be your year for dancing the joy. All that makes sense?
Yes. Thank you very much.
And if you want the angels to dance with you, they will be more than happy to. Mother Mary said she can, she can sling a step or something like that.
And Lisa, little Jackson just learned how to do the twist, so he's been doing the twist.
Oh, I might be able to handle that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the blessing.
Oh, well.
I wish
God
you both a wonderful, healthy, prosperous, happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much.
And let yourself have a prosperous, happy new year. Don't just say it.
You deserve it, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm almost remembering what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, we are going to a caller from area code 780. Hello, Shoshona.
Hello, Barbara.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
It's so nice to hear your voice. How have you been?
I'm sick.
Yeah.
For about the past 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So on the 20th, I went off the road and had an accident in Bill's truck.
Oh, dear.
So, and I haven't left the house since.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So I'm looking to see whether there's a turnaround for this year. I really need it.
Yeah, I'm getting, before I knew, you know, it was you and what you had to tell us, Shoshona, the angels are asking you just to stay positive and remain optimistic. And whatever fears that you have, any worries, just to give it to them, okay? And
yeah.
I am hearing the word opportunities that are going to take you, like, in a new direction for your life, and you're going to manifest, okay? And just to trust that all is going, you know, it's going according to your divine life plan, okay?
Yeah.
Things are going to go smoothly, and they are going to go in the direction that you're desiring, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to create the experiences that you're wanting. So you just got to make sure that you're mindful of your intentions and just stay positive, okay? Okay. Yeah, just keep, you know, like saying positive affirmations and know that you are safe. The angels are guiding and assisting you and supporting you. Okay, Shoshona, I'm getting the letter C around you. Is there someone in spirit with the letter C?
No.
Okay, well, there is someone. I don't know who it is, but just hold on to the letter C, okay? Because I was getting the letter
C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot in spirit that are with you, okay? So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing, you know, like you're a little bit critical of yourself, you know, and
yeah.
you've got to watch. And I'm getting that, you know, those on the other side are watching over you. So
yeah.
even if you don't know, you know, if there's, I see a divine team with you, I see those in spirit. I'm getting a B name that was related to, I think, maybe like an aunt. Okay, and she's saying,
okay.
Shoshona, that you have the personality of your grandfather.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that, you know, resonates with you.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot to offer the world, and she's saying we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
That you're doing a great job. It might be a little bit difficult right now, but it's going to be okay. You've got to believe that all is well.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're also proud of you. Is there a special day coming up?
No.
Or a special day that passed, like a birthday or an anniversary, something to that
my
effect?
My birthday is coming up.
Okay, because they're eating cake. So that would signify, you know, like a special day, like a birthday.
Yeah.
Those in spirit be with you, honey, on that beautiful special day to celebrate with you. Okay? And they are
yeah.
so proud of everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do, Shoshona. So just, you know, just take care of yourself, of course, and, you know, get yourself back on track. But I just sometimes, like, we need a little break, okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, you've got to focus on yourself. You know, I know you were just saying about work, but you've got to make sure that you take care of you, okay?
I am.
And this is going to be a year that you're going to do well. But you've
yeah.
got to, you know, focus on, you know, on you and what's most, like, important to you. And just show
yeah.
those in spirit are saying, you know, new and greater things are coming to you this year. There's going to
yeah.
be better opportunities as well that you, you know, can't even dream of. And, you know, you might think about, like, you know, I don't know, is there anything that you've been wanting to do, you know, some kind of activity or something? It doesn't have to be out of the house with the COVID. It could be, you know, via the computer or something. But I'm getting, like, there may be some kind of hobby or something.
Yeah, there's, well, my emotion code work, I need to get up and running. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I need it to be down before.
Yeah, this is a time of renewal for you, okay? Just know that better things are coming.
Yeah.
You know, but this, you're going to have to wait like a little bit, like I said, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like,
yeah.
you know, something is going to replace something else is what I'm getting. Something better is going to come in, okay? And there may be choices that you have to, you know, to really look at and make so that you have the best future, okay?
Yeah.
But be patient with yourself. Be patient with others, okay? Okay,
yeah.
And your husband's saying patience is a virtue, you know?
Yeah. Any messages from him to me?
Let me see what I'm getting. Well, he's been with you. I know that. I could feel his energy as soon as you said your name. He's just
was he with
that
me
he
on
loves
the
you
day
so much.
Of the accident?
Excuse me?
Was he with me on the day of the accident?
He was with you at the moment of the accident, yes.
Yes, because it was like I hit black ice.
Yeah.
Was going around a corner. All of
yeah.
a sudden the truck just went wonky.
Yeah.
And I could have rolled it. I could have rolled it, but I didn't. It landed on all fours.
Yeah, he was with you at that time, Shoshona.
Yeah.
Could see him protecting you, like, at that moment, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He's sorry he's not here physically with you. He knows how difficult life has been.
Yeah.
But he's saying, you know, you have to continue to live, and there's going to be a lot of happiness and a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And when you need him, you know, he walks beside you, hon.
Okay.
And he's always there to give you the strength and the support that you're needing, okay?
Yeah.
So know that he is with you, and he's just saying, I love you, and he's handing you this big, beautiful red heart, Shoshona.
Yeah.
He's handing it to you, hon. He really does love you. Okay, and I don't know if he had a special aftershave or cologne or something, but he's saying she smells it at times. She smells it. So I don't know what it is enjoyed.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is strongly with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's saying you're still holding on to, you know, like bad memories sort of from his passing. You're holding on to, and he's saying, I'm at peace, Shoshona, and I'm here for you as well. So I'm getting, you know, he wants me to turn you over to Barbara to release what you're holding on to.
All right.
Okay?
All
God bless you, Shoshona. Have you been looking at any photographs? Because I'm getting photographs.
No.
Okay, because I don't know if there's a picture that maybe you have in your house or something, but he's talking about a photograph, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
And how about the clock? Sometimes when you look at the clock and you look back or something, because he says he does something with the clock. I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he's saying he plays with the clock at times, okay?
Yeah.
So please take care of yourself, Shoshona. Take a little time for you. Did you damage your teeth at all, or are you having problems with your teeth?
I'm grating my teeth. I have been waking up shivering, absolutely frozen to the bone, and my teeth are chattering so bad.
Okay, because
I'm going to crack them.
Because I was, you know, the teeth. He was showing me your teeth, you know.
Yeah.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got to just, you know, make sure that you take it easy. Have you seen your doctor at all after?
Yeah, I was coming back from the doctor the day I went off the road.
Okay, but have you seen him since?
No.
The doctor?
No.
Okay, because I feel like maybe you should go for, like, another checkup is what he's showing me. You know, tell him what happened and, you know, just...
He found nothing wrong with me.
Okay, but I mean, after you had the accident, like there's a little stress and different things that you're holding on to. Okay.
Yeah, no, I can remove that with the emotion code therapy. I don't need my doctor for that.
All righty, Shoshona. Well, I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna ask Barbara to come in and to clear like the issues that you know are bringing, you know, that are not for your betterment. And whatever else she's picking up, okay? God bless, honey.
Yeah. God bless you too, DC. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, hon. You as well.
Okay, Shoshona. So the message I'm getting for you is believe in you.
Okay.
And I'm just going to let them say what they need to say. So,
yeah.
You spend an awful lot of your time looking for what's wrong, trying to fix what is wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. It's important for you to start believing in yourself. You can look at every other person on this planet and see some value in them, some good in them. You can tell people that they have a wonderful purpose, that they are loved, that they are guided, that they are cared for. But you don't seem to believe that about yourself. We want you to let go of the need to fix yourself. We want you to let go of the need to fix, not just yourself, to fix anything. Let that go. And open up more and more in believing in you. Because you have God, the universe, whatever terminology works for you, within you. And if God is good enough to create everything that you see, why on earth wouldn't God be good enough to create you? Stop thinking that there's anything wrong with you. There isn't. Stop thinking that your life is wrong. It's not. And when you start opening up to allowing yourself to receive, to have, to be, then you will find your life will change. And you will see, and you will have, and you will be. It all starts with you and what you are telling yourself, what you are creating in your own experience. And as long as you're trying to figure out what's right, you will never figure out what's right because your focus is on what's wrong. You can't focus on what's wrong and expect to find what's right. Doesn't work that way. What you focus on is what you give your energy to. It's what you grow in your life. And so if you are always focusing on fixing yourself, then you are putting your energy into I am broken, I am broken, I am broken, I am broken. And how can you be healthy, happy, prosperous, perfect, if you are broken? You're not broken. You are not broken. We've checked. We've checked everywhere in you, and you're not broken anywhere. Let that go. Believe in you. Believe in the power in you. And if you find yourself unable to do that, then you can simply say, I release the stubbornness of being broken. And let yourself let that go. Or I release the determination to be broken. And let that go. And say, I accept my wholeness. And feel that energy. And it feels so much better than what you've been feeling. Start accepting that your life works. Start accepting that you are blessed. Start accepting yourself. And that is how you will bring all these changes into your life. So please believe in you. Because you really do deserve it. And you really are that good. We send you lots and lots of love. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
All righty. Happy New Year to you, Barbara.
And to you.
All righty.
And thanks for calling, and let us know what goes right.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We love you too, honey. Take care and stay in touch, please.
Yeah. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next question comes from the chat room. And this is from DJ J-Bro. Okay. And the question is my friend Deandra in a sexual relationship? She seems to never have time for me.
Okay. Barbara, I have a question. Sheila wants to know, do you see her number? So I wanted to ask you if you could see her number. Maybe she didn't press one.
Yes, I see her number. She is in the list.
Okay, she hears you. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay, so, okay, this is about, okay. Okay. I didn't get a clear answer on that, Barbara. I didn't get a yes and I didn't get a no.
Okay.
About being in that relationship. Okay, so what I'm getting is, you know, maybe the person's focus needs to be in a different direction. I didn't get that. You know, I didn't get a yes, but like you said, I didn't get a no. And I'm hearing the word judgment, you know. And I'm getting that might not be what, you know, is going on specifically. Okay. Is there another question?
No, that was the only question. And hold on. This is what I'm getting. Stop making someone else the focus of your life. What
yeah.
they are doing and who they are doing it with is really none of your business.
Right.
You must start asking yourself why you are making this person and their behavior so incredibly important in your own life. What is it about you that you are not seeing? Is there something within you that you are ready to open up to change, to work on? But
and Barbara, I'm getting the emotional connection is a little different presently than it was. So
yeah,
there's something that needs
to
be resolved in that relationship.
Well, I keep hearing that, okay, we all believe that we are the most important person in the world. I mean, that's just the way, you know, people work.
Uh-huh.
And we believe that everybody else thinks that, and in reality, nobody else thinks that.
Right.
So it's like that's the case here, where DJ believes that they are supposed to be the most important person in this person's life, and that's not true. There are a lot of things going on in this person's life that DJ doesn't even know about. So
right, I agree with that, and DJ does not know exactly what she is wanting. She's not specific, okay? She needs a little bit more clarity to have the, you know, the relationship go in the direction that, you know, it could go in, okay? I am getting, you know, that other person is what they call a seeker of truth. Okay. And does that other person, I'm getting the other person likes their alone time. And when they're alone, they don't feel like they're alone. They're very comfortable with themselves. They're, you know, they have wisdom and different things. So maybe the alone time that the person really enjoys is what bothers DJ. So there's some kind of, like you said, there's something going on. There's like a little bit of resistance within the relationship. But that whatever it is, it has to be addressed. You know, this really has to be addressed. Because otherwise it's just going to, you know, it's going to go deeper and deeper. So that it can be addressed and then released and then move on to, you know, better parts of the relationship. And the other person feels that, you know, DJ is very interesting. You know? So I just feel there's something there. Does the partner at times have expectations that may be like a little bit unreasonable? Because that's what I'm getting as well. But I'm getting like what's going on now. It took a while to get to where it's at. And both partners can learn something from, you know, each other. There is so much there to experience for each of them. And, you know, having space is a really great thing for the both of them as well. Okay. So I do feel like her partner, like the partner, really likes their space.
Yeah.
You know, and keeping it, like, light at times really helps the relationship to grow. That's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. And DJ says, thank you. So I guess we answer what we needed to answer. Okay,
well, it's not over if they don't want it to be. Like I said, that, you know, there's a couple things that needs to be addressed, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a little boredom in the relationship. You know, things have to change a little bit. And, you know, relationships are like jobs. You can't, you know, there's always work involved. And you've got to put in the effort if you really, you know, want this relationship to continue.
Well, hopefully DJ will listen and apply everything. That's completely up to them.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move to our next caller. And Sheila, you will be the caller after this one. This caller is from area code 914.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, ladies.
Hello, Pat. How are you, hon?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. It's great to hear your voice.
Same here, both of you, lovely ladies. I'm so happy to connect with you this evening.
Oh, and we are as well. What's going on, Kat?
A few things. I met with a man today online briefly about a job. I don't know if he'll give it to me. I don't know if it'll be remote. I don't know if he wants me to work in his office.
Okay, I don't know what kind of job it is, but Ginger's saying there's going to be a lot of stress there.
Yeah, huh?
You know, so are you up for stress, you know, challenges and stress?
Yeah, I got a feeling he was over a half hour late and then tried to tell me, you said 2:30, not, he's the one that told me 2 o'clock, so I kind of got a little bit of that kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah, and he's an emotional eater, you know?
Yeah. Would you let me work remotely? Might that make it bearable?
Well, I mean, he's still going to be the same person,
yeah.
You know, Kat? So
I
mean, it changes, you know, it changes things. But I'm still getting there's going to be obstacles, you know?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of obstacles, you know, and I really don't feel like this is going to it's not going to serve your highest purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to grow and, you know, really get what you're deserving of, Kat, you've got to let go of the limiting beliefs that you have about yourself.
Yeah.
You're here. You have the opportunity to fulfill your highest destiny. And, you know, some of the people that you're connecting with, they're like, not even in the same realm. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. So it's best, like, I'm in charge of things, basically, I guess.
Yeah. I don't hear Ginger's showing me pennies from heaven. So I don't know if your mom maybe heard anything in regard to, you know, her issue, but... Well, I'm getting that might be a possibility coming in as well.
Oh, awesome.
So that might help you to, you know, think of things maybe differently, is what Ginger's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've got to, you know, trust yourself and your intuition, and you've got to sort of become fearless. You can do whatever it is you're wanting to do.
Yeah.
You know, Kat, I feel like, I don't know, like this gentleman that you were saying, I just feel like the energy is like so different, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't see how you would be able to thrive, whether it be home or, you know, or there in the space.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know, you know, but I didn't get a yes. I did not get a yes, you know.
Right, right.
You know, so just be careful. I mean, this person doesn't like to rest or relax.
Wow.
You know, anxiety always has him, you know, on edge. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's not relaxing, guess what? You're not going to be relaxing either, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very true.
You know, so I just, and I'm getting Ginger saying, Kat, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. People don't think he's trustworthy.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Kat.
You're welcome, honey. So much. Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Barbara, are you with us?
I guess I should unmute, huh? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So, Kat, what I'm getting for you is when you wish upon a star. And what they mean by this is that when you are coming from this wishing that you could have whatever this opportunity is that you've created in your mind, and your creation in your mind is not based upon the reality of the situation. But when you are coming from that wishing, you actually settle. And you settle for things that you really have no business settling for, because your life is not about settling. So they want you to really look at this. And there was some indication when DC was talking about different aspects of this person, their anxiety and the things like that, and you were like, yeah, that's true, but you weren't letting it all in, because she was giving you several reasons not to work with this person.
Right.
Don't work with this person. It would not make you happy. It would not make your life better. It would not bring you any joy. It would add to your stress. It would add a great deal to your level of stress. And it would bring you misery.
Wow.
Now, if what you want is stress and misery, then by all means, work with this person.
No, please, Lord, no. No. No.
So they just want you to look at what you are creating, because there is a part of you that is saying, oh, if I could just create this, then everything would be wonderful. But this is not what you've created.
Right.
Keep your eyes open to the truth and don't wish upon a star. One thing, that's complete and utter waste of time, because stars don't grant wishes anyway. And wishing for something means that you don't have it. And how can you have it if you don't have it?
So wise. Yeah.
So they want you to set some intentions of what you are creating in this beautiful new year. And let yourself create that. Because if you do that, your life is really going to change in so many ways. And it's going to open up in ways that you never even imagined. So stop wishing and start creating.
Yes, amen. I'll focus on my own projects, not other people's. Yeah.
Definitely, Kat. You have everything that you need within.
Thank you.
You really do, you know. You've just got to, I don't know if you've been meditating on it, but I'm getting, you know, meditation is going to give you what you're needing. Okay, because I feel like you're going to get a lot of wise knowledge, you know, by meditating. I really do.
Yeah.
And Ginger's saying, Kat, you've got to realize there is no one like you, nor will there ever be.
Aww.
And don't forget, this is your destiny, you know, and this is who you were made to be. So this is all yours. This is your creation, Kat.
Wow.
Yeah. Just have confidence in yourself and, you know that you can do it, okay?
Yeah.
Because I do feel like, you know, things are going to start to fall into place, okay? There's going to be beautiful opportunities around you, okay? So, and the angels are all around you, and they're saying, Kat, you don't realize how so very loved that you are.
Thank you. I needed to hear that too.
And just, you know, say thank you, you know, and just get ready for all the blessings that are coming your way, hon.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I received that. Thank you.
God bless that.
Thank you. God bless both of you so much.
Happy New Year, hon.
Happy New Year, yes. To both of you. Thank you. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let us know about all the wonderful things that come up.
I will. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank
you. You as well, hon.
You, sweetie.
Thanks.
Okay. And we are going to Sheila. We finally made it to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, hon. Very nice to connect with you.
Oh, me as well.
And
Ginger as well.
She loves your laughter. It is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it just you feel so much lighter when you laugh, Sheila.
Oh, okay.
And as you know, laughter is very healing, you know?
Yes, it is. It is.
It is. And she's saying, you know, you've been out under a lot of stress lately. She's saying, I hope that you've been watching some really good movies. You know, and some funny ones, too.
Yes, I've been watching some movies.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what is going on, Miss Sheila?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me what's coming up this week, and also my mother's birthday was yesterday, so I was wondering if she could give me a message.
Yeah, your mother's stepping forward, and she's saying that everything that you've been working so hard for is coming.
Oh, awesome.
And it's not like you can see it, like, right now in front of you, but she's saying, please don't worry, it's coming. You've got to have trust, okay? And just stay positive, okay? And you've got to believe, above all, you've got to believe in yourself.
Okay,
so make sure that you're believing in yourself, Sheila.
All right.
Okay, and your mom wants you to enjoy life, you know? You've got to really find something that you enjoy and enjoy life. And she's saying, please, please take care of yourself. So are you taking care of yourself?
I'm trying.
Okay. And she knows that, you know, like you've got a lot going on, and, you know, sometimes you just, everything keeps, you know, going around in your head and everything. And she's saying, I'm always there with you, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, don't be thinking that you're always, you know, alone. You were saying about your mom's birthday. Is there a favorite meal, maybe, that you remember, or is there one that you enjoy? Because she's saying just make a favorite meal.
Okay.
Okay, and set a place setting for her, of course.
Okay.
You know, and just say some beautiful birthday wishes. But I feel like she's going to be sitting with you, and she wants to enjoy that beautiful, beautiful time with you, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay, but I do feel like everything that you're wanting is coming, and the angels are with you, and they're here to support you. They said they're gonna guide you forward. So stop worrying. You worry too much.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting you have like a little confusion going on, so you do need a little time to just, you know, go within and, you know, to really give yourself like, you know, some self-love and seeing, like she's saying, seeing what's going on within, Sheila, okay? So take time for you, you know, out of the busy, you know, days that you have.
Okay.
And when you take care of you and you let all this stuff that's been bothering you go, your mom is so happy when she sees that, you know, that you're doing that and that you're, you know, you're healing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold on to stuff from the past, she's saying.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. But I am getting like that self-love is really important. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the ways we do it is we can go, you know, when we're in the bathroom, standing before the mirror and saying, Sheila, you know, I love you, you know, and look at that beautiful reflection. And you could say, you know, I am lovable, you know, and Sheila, you deserve the love that you're wanting. But really give yourself that love, Sheila. It is really and truly important, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay. And Ginger is just showing me, like, your heart, and she's saying Sheila's waiting for a special someone.
Yes,
okay,
I am.
So I think there may be, you know, there may be love coming your way as well.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, if there's anything, you know, from a past relationship that needs to be let go of, you've got to release it, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. And Ginger's saying, Sheila, you have not been connecting with that beautiful inner child lately.
No, I haven't.
You've been too much of an adult lately, okay? So think about maybe something that you did as a child. And, you know, have a little fun, okay? And, you
mm-hmm.
know, you might be thinking, well, that's not going to help me. It really will help you, Sheila. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that will help you. And I feel like I said, you know, I'm hearing job and, you know, love, like things that you've been wondering about, okay? And your mother is saying this is a month of so many possibilities, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I really feel that, you know, this is a wonderful month, okay? Are you taking care of yourself, like the basics, and, you know, taking care of your health as well?
I'm working on it. Is this something I need to work on?
Well, just watching what you're eating, like different things. You know, the holidays, you know, are still with us a little bit. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we overindulge at times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom is saying, please don't worry about your finances as much as you do. She's saying, please,
okay.
Sheila, be a little bit more rational, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing how everything is falling in place, correct?
Yes.
You've been worrying about certain things, and, you know, you've had some help. And just keep putting those good intentions, she's saying, out to the universe. You're going to see how positive things will come to you.
Okay. I've been working on that.
Yeah, just keep envisioning what you want the future to look like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't know, like, if you meet somebody at, like, a new job, she's saying don't mix business with pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, because she's saying when that happens sometimes, you know, you're going to have two choices, you know. So, you know, you don't want to risk, like, losing a new job, okay?
Right.
So she's just saying, just watch, because there might be someone really interested in you at work, but it is like it's a little, you know, hard to concentrate even on work when you know, have interest in someone, right?
Right. That's
okay.
Something I don't like to do anyway.
Right. Well, that's very smart. But she's
mm-hmm.
saying your finances are getting better, and there's going to be a little bit of money, you know, that you could spend some money on yourself, Sheila.
Okay, great.
You know, you're very good with your money. You're thrifty, but, you know, you've got to reward yourself. Get yourself a little something. You deserve to enjoy, you know, even if it's a little bit. I'm not saying go crazy, she's saying, but don't deny yourself a little something. Get yourself, you know, a little treat maybe too. You certainly have earned it. You work very hard.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, she's just showing me, like I said, she's saying wishes fulfilled, Sheila.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so she's been with you, you know. Okay. She's talking about your jewelry business. Have you been making more jewelry?
Oh, I stopped for a moment. I was thinking about doing some today, actually.
Okay, because she's saying, you know, that is a good outlet to make some extra money. Okay.
Yes, it was.
But you're doing an amazing job, you know. She's saying you're doing an amazing job. And I've seen, you know, what you've made. Your creations are beautiful. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
They're really beautiful.
It's a painting, too.
Nice. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, you know, it's not all work. You're seeking like a deeper meaning in life as well, you know?
Yes, I am.
You're looking for true happiness. And she's saying you're going to find it. But the side job with the jewelry and whatever you're doing, she's saying that's going to bring you some satisfaction and help with your finances as well. And she's saying, Sheila, you know, when you're in the workplace, people see you as a dependable person, someone they could count upon.
Oh,
okay. You have an attitude that encourages others. You know, you're punctual, you're hardworking. So she's saying, you know, you're going to have the joy that you're seeking soon. So that's what I have. And your mom is so happy you called in and she was able to connect with you, hon.
Oh, thank you so much, Susie. Appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you. But your mom is just like, she's gonna be there with you, you know. So if you feel that little bit of extra love, that's your mom, hon.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Okay, Sheila. The words I got for you, I questioned them because I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. The words I got for you were boogala, boogala, boogala.
What is that?
Now, what they went on to explain to me was that this was their way of telling you to put on music, clear a space, stand there with your eyes closed, play the music, and allow your body to move in whatever way it wants to move. You have some old energies within you that are stuck. And so when you put in this music and you allow yourself to move the way your body chooses to move, this is not something you need to think about, then you are letting those energies go.
Oh, interesting.
And this brings more fluidity and movement into your own life.
Wow, that is fascinating.
And it's also a wonderful way of letting go of worry, because worry tends to turn into stuck energy.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
That's something I'm definitely going to do.
So they want you to experience more movement and more freedom in this new year. Because it's time.
Well, I'm ready.
And I'm also seeing that this is also opening the pathway. What is this? It's like it's opening the flow to that someone who is coming into your life. It is bringing you both into alignment with the flow of your energies.
That is interesting.
So I guess you need to spend at least 5 minutes every day dancing.
Well, that's an easy assignment. I was doing a little bit of that today, so trying to.
And Sheila, Justin just learned how to do the twist, so you can do the twist and he'll be with you.
I
can hear
that.
Him. He would be saying, Sheila, come on, baby, let's do the twist, you know?
I love that dance. I used to love that dance.
He loves it too. And oh my gosh, I was cracking up. I, honest to goodness. So I could see you and Jackson just, you know, doing the twist together.
Oh my goodness, that would be great.
Yep.
Wow, that is awesome. That is some really good news.
Well, you have a lot to look forward to. You really do. You know, your new year is going to be wonderful. And you've been doing the work, Sheila. You put, you know, you put the work in. You're doing an incredible job.
Well, thank you. I had great help.
You're not the same person that we met, you know, a while back. You're totally.
No, you're not.
She's not, right, Barbara? She's amazing. And you're not that quiet, soft-spoken little. You almost like whispered at first, you know?
And she never laughed.
You two have helped me tremendously. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry, what did you say, Barbara?
You're doing all the work.
Laughed.
We're just, you know, we're here cheering you on. We're your cheerleaders.
Oh, you're the best. You two are the best. Thank you so much.
You keep going forward.
Thank
and
you.
And just make time to relax. And like Barbara said, you know, like do the dancing. Jackson wants to do the twist. And, you know, then you're going to see that you're going to be thinking about other things that you want to do creatively as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. I really
and if you have a favorite cake or anything that you enjoy, maybe make a little cake and, you know, sing happy birthday to your mom, hon.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What beautiful calls, Barbara.
I know. And our next caller is from area code 229.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. DC and Ms. Barbara. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, hon.
Yes, ma'am. Happy New Year to both of you all.
How have you been? Sounds amazing.
Yes, ma'am. I've been okay. I mean, I feel like my health is getting closer to normal, but I just want to know, like, what my mother has any messages for me for this year. I went on my Facebook page and I created me a GoFundMe page for a me of kidney transplant, but. I don't know if I need it or not, but I did it because the doctors told me that was a good idea.
Good, good. Well, I'm hearing your mom say, just stay positive, and I'm hearing the word abundance coming in. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's just saying keep going forward, Melvin. Get ready for all the beautiful new beginnings that are coming. And, you know, that you will be creating what you've been wanting. Okay? And she's just saying there's so many wonderful things coming for you on so many different levels. Don't be afraid. Just trust. And she's saying, you know, this is the year that you're going to, you know, you're going to move forward on your beautiful journey. There's going to be so many beautiful opportunities, you know, and you're connecting with your divine plan, okay? So make sure that you take time to just quiet your mind, meditate, because you're going to get a lot of messages from your angels. There's going to be signs. There's going to be synchronicities, okay? And just, you know, stay open to what you're receiving. And when you receive something, trust that is, you know, that it is from the angels and your divine team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel, Melvin, that this is going to be an exciting year for you.
What are some
of the things
that my mom see me receiving for this year? A lot of opportunities.
Well, she's seeing a lot of opportunities and different things. And she wants you to let go of anxiety. She wants you to let go of worry. Okay? Instead, just focus on only what you are wanting. Okay? She's saying, Melvin, it's time to take a break from all of that, you know, that kind of thinking. it's too much stress on you, okay? And when you have that kind of stress, she's saying it creates health issues, okay? She asks that you relax. Don't be so hard on yourself because all that stress is like too much on your body, and it's bad for your health. You need a little bit more balance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing anyone, Melvin?
No, I wish I was.
Well, she's saying you don't think that love's going to come knocking at your door, do you?
No,
she's
I go out.
She's saying you've got to get out there if you want love, you know. So she's saying it's not going to come looking for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying things are going to go well for you, okay? And,
okay.
You know, there's whatever you're facing, you're going to have solutions, Melvin. So I really feel like this is going to be a very nice year for you.
Did she see me coming off of dialysis? This is a kidney transplant.
Okay. Let me see. I'm getting there's a possibility of that, but it all depends on you, you know? And you've got to let go of, like I said, all of this worry and this stress, anxiety. Okay? So she's saying, see yourself as healthy. And, you know, affirm that you're healthy. Okay? And just, you know, just keep taking care of yourself. Watch what you're eating. Okay?
Yeah. I'm on the diet. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah, because that's what I was getting. Okay. And she's saying, like she's saying once in a while to have, like, a comfort food, you know? And she's saying, Melvin, you know, there's more to life. She's saying you've got to, you know, make time to have some fun and a good time, you know. You've got to start enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I've been getting out. I've been going to football games, going to Atlanta and stuff, and, you know, going
okay.
to football games.
Okay, and she's saying you're not trapped by your circumstances, okay? And the more fun that you have, the more that you're going to see your life differently. Okay? But she's saying, you know, like, let go of the worrying, you know, and she wants to see you, like, meditate. Even if you're outside, you know, take a little walk. This will help you to feel better, feel a little bit more grounded, she's saying. But she's really proud of everything you're doing, you know. She's saying you've
mm-hmm.
struggled through the bad times, but now get ready for the good ones. Okay? And she's saying you've got to realize day by day things can change, okay? So she wants you to just start, like, looking, you know, at the brighter side of life, Melvin, because there's so much good coming your way, okay? Okay, so she's saying you always have choices, okay? And she's saying you're holding on to tension, and the tension stems from your personal beliefs, okay? And you've got to, you know, you've got to dream your dreams, Melvin, she's saying, but you've got to see them, you've got to see them through to completion, okay?
Okay.
You can be, you know, what you want to be, and she wants you to believe in yourself. And just, you know, ask her and the angels, they're going to help you to move forward, you know?
Yes,
she's so proud of everything that you've done in your life, Melvin. That you're well respected, you know, and you know you deserve the respect. You're a very hard worker, okay? But she wants you to make a personal commitment to yourself, you know. And she's saying, look for love, joy, and happiness. You deserve it, and you will receive it, okay? This is going to be a great year for you, and you will be blessed, Melvin. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So I feel like, you know, this is going to be really, really beautiful. But she's saying you've got to let go of the anxiety and anything that doesn't serve you. Okay?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
And just willing to have all the good that is going to be coming your way. And, you know, you're going to be so blessed. So that's what she has to say. I hope that helped. And I'm going to turn
you
over to Barbara. And happy, happy New Year, Melvin.
Okay, the same to you. Happy, happy New Year.
God bless. Love you too, hon.
All right. I love you.
Okay, Melvin. What I'm hearing from you is movement is the key. And I'm seeing an image of you doing something like Qigong or Tai Chi, one of those Eastern movement. It's the flow of the movement that's going to get your energy flowing, that is going to open you up. Kind of like they were telling Shiva to put on some music and just let your body move to the music so that you can release the blocks within you. Only they have you doing something more orchestrated like Tai Chi or Qigong or something like that. I don't know if they do things like that in a park where you live. If they do, then that'd be a wonderful way for you to do it, to get out, to meet people, and to start opening up your own life. So it's about letting go of focusing on the anxiety of life and move into the flow of life where you are creating what you truly desire. That make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And it does help with health issues, too, because the Qigong and the Tai Chi are about moving energy. And they're about recognizing that you have the energy to move, and you're not some helpless victim, because you are the one who is doing the moving. So in a way, it's about changing your whole mindset on yourself and your life and what you're creating or not creating. But it's a wonderful way for you to get in touch with the energy within you and to start utilizing that energy for your highest good. And they're saying that it has the ability to heal whatever needs to be healed. So if you want to reach that stage where your body is working correctly and you are no longer needing dialysis or anything like that because your body is functioning correctly, that's a wonderful way of doing that. So you might want to check with the hospitals and see if they know of any Tai Chi or Qigong classes or anything like that. Let yourself connect with a group, which is also amplifying the energy that you are moving, because it's more than just you. So that's a wonderful way for you to bring about the changes that you truly desire in your life. And it's easy. And it's very fulfilling, is what they're saying. So look into that.
And Barbara, I'm also getting EFT tapping. That's another easy way, a technique that he could do it from, you know, from wherever he's at in his home. You could turn on the TV and, you know, you can follow like an EFT session. And it helps to release, like, the stress, the energy, anything that's not serving you. And it's very gentle. And it was also used, like, for PTSD and veterans. So it is truly, you know, it's an effective route to consider as well, Melvin.
Okay, what's the name of that?
EFT, tapping.
Oh, tapping, yes. Oh, I heard.
Yeah, the tapping,
yes.
Yep. And as like Barbara said, like the Tai Chi, Qigong, those are really, they're as effective as well. They're, you know, they all can be used in conjunction with each other, okay?
Right.
But the,
yes, ma'am.
The EFT means emotional freedom technique, okay?
Right.
And it will help you to feel better quickly, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am.
But
and
I would,
you can
I would
find all of it on YouTube.
Yes.
So if you can't find it locally, go to YouTube.
Okay. Okay.
And these are the steps that you get to take to change your life. So this is you accepting yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they're
okay.
Beautiful self-help techniques, Melvin, that are, you know, very easy to do and very effective, hon.
Okay, I'll get on that.
Okay, sounds like a plan, Melvin. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank
God bless you, Mr.
We love you.
We love you. You know I love you all.
Oh, we do. We love you too, Melvin.
Yeah. Ms. Barbara, you lost my number?
No, I did not. I actually got sick.
Sorry.
I'm still not completely back to myself. But I'm much better.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, call me when you feel better.
Okay, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 831. Hi, who's this?
Hi, hello, this is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year. I've just been enjoying listening to you so much. I'm just wondering if I have a message from my guides or angels regarding, things I should know. You could please. Thank you so much. You're both here.
You know, your laughter is so, it's so sweet. And when you said Vivian, I was almost laughing because the angels would show me like little clips of Lucy and Ethel, Vivian Vance. And Barbara and I would be like in the skits instead of Lucy and Ethel. So when you, like Vivian, and then you had that sweet laugh. I love your energy.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful energy.
Thank you.
Well, your angels are with you, hon, and they're going to help you to make those positive, healthy changes, you know, that you are needed in your life. Okay. Are you having any kind of, like, financial concerns?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, they're going to help you with that. And I'm just seeing, like, doors opening. Vivian, there's going to be doors of opportunity opening, and that's going to allow the flow of positive abundance to come into your life. And as we're connecting, like, this evening, changes are, you know, they're underway, and you're going to see that they'll be coming soon, and they are for your highest good. Okay?
Okay, excellent. Yeah,
but you're
yeah.
be making
nice
these beautiful thing. Changes in your life, and it's going to help you to keep moving upon your soul's path. And the angels are saying, please just give us your fears, give us your concerns, and we're going to help you to heal and transmute all that no longer serves you, and really to help you to have confidence in the choices you make, okay? And you're going to have a lot more inner joy, hon, okay?
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting the letter H. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I mean, I heard like H is in Harry, but it could be a man or a woman. So I don't know if that, you know, resonates with you presently, but I got a letter H.
I'll keep that in mind. Nothing comes to mind immediately, but I will keep it in mind.
Okay. Okay, because it may come to you later, okay? But I feel like this, whoever this person is, they're with you, okay? And they're saying that, you know, your attitude has really changed in some really amazing ways. You're not the same person that you were, okay?
Yeah.
But I want to, okay. I don't know who the H is, but there's a woman, with the letter E name coming in. And I believe she may have had heart issues. Okay, and
sure
she is... Go ahead.
I'm not sure who that might be.
Okay. I feel like she wasn't a family member, but she was close to your family. Okay, and she had some kind of heart issues.
Okay.
Okay, and she's telling me to tell you to have you, like, researched your family history.
Okay.
Because it's going to be of great importance to you, your family history. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
She's bringing in another woman. The other woman has an M name and possibly a connection with January. Okay, and the H,
not sure.
The H is coming up again. Is there someone that you knew that maybe you had feelings for, like with an H, that maybe was a friend and maybe they wanted more or something? But I'm getting like it's a male that you may have known.
Nothing is coming to mind.
Okay, well, hold on to that H because I do feel that it is a gentleman, okay? Maybe there was a friendship, maybe someone you worked with. I don't know, but I feel like the H, you know, is on the other side, of course, and really, you know, has been, I feel like watching over you. And I'm hearing believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, just love yourself, you know, love yourself. Have you been taking time to just do nice little things for you? Because I'm getting that you haven't been.
Not enough. I started today. I started back today because
okay.
I haven't been for a while. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing as well. Okay, and I'm getting someone that enjoyed books. I'm just seeing a bunch of books. So I feel like that might be a relative of yours that liked books. Do you have a picture of a family member? You look at them, and when you look at them, you could almost feel their presence. Because I feel like there's...
Different ones at different times. I mean,
yeah.
I
so it may be the one that has, you know, had an enjoyment of books. Have you
That's
felt like
everyone
you're...
in my family? That's everyone.
Okay. Have you felt your hair being touched? Because
yeah.
I feel like they're touching your hair.
Oh, I'll pay attention to that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Attention to those letters and things. Yes, and hair touching and whatnot. Subtle. You know, subtle things like that. I've had various things occur in the past, but I haven't really felt that kind of or sensed that going on in recent years.
And I'm just saying, like, don't be so hard on yourself.
All right. Okay.
You're amazing, and don't worry about what others. You know, you worry about what others think is what I'm getting. You know, and that's silly. Focus on you and, like, what you want to do with your future, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I'm just getting your family members are so very proud of you. You know, you have a lot of wisdom, a lot to, you know, to share with others is what I'm getting. Okay? So I feel like, you know, you have a beautiful, beautiful journey, you know?
They're all on the other side, but I pray for them pretty much every night, every day.
I mean, the moment that you think about them or talk to them, they're with you, you know? And
okay.
I'm getting, you know, I heard what you said is what I'm hearing, you know?
Okay.
And I'm still here. Okay, did one of your family members pass with some kind of memory issues? I'm getting the brain, like something with...
My paternal grandmother, yes.
Okay, because she's around you. Okay, is there a connection with her with the month of January?
I'm not sure what her birth date was, but she she is an M. Her name is Margaret.
Okay, because that's what I was just going to ask. Is your grandmother the M? Yeah, so she's with you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, she is with you. Do you notice, like, when you're walking around, do you sort of catch things out of the corner of your eye?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I feel like you're seeing them, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they're with you, like, so they're watching over you. And I'm getting you've got to let go of the stress. Your grandmother's saying you've got to let go of the stress.
Okay. All right.
Saying you pray a lot, and your prayers are always heard on.
Thank you.
So,
that's good.
They're also very proud of you. So that's what I have. But hold on to that H, because I got that a couple of times. So it might be someone that really liked you. You know, maybe you weren't aware of it. And maybe that H, maybe he was a friend at one time.
It'll probably come to me at some point.
Yeah, because I was seeing H as in Harry, you know, and then I definitely felt like it was a gentleman, you know. There was the H was for a man, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So just like I said, you know, do what you're doing and like let go of the anxiety. You know, your loved ones on the other side are with you, okay? Did other families hold on to a lot of anxiety? Because I feel like it's almost like a family thing, like a family trait with the anxiety.
It could be. I'm not really sure. People were didn't really display their emotions much.
Yeah, well, I just, like I said, the anxiety seemed to be like almost a trait where it was passed down, you know, and that's not something that you want to hold on to. You know, you don't need to hold on to that. You have so much to offer the world. And people see you as someone that they look up to, hon. Your grandmother is saying, I don't know if you realize that, but people do see you as someone that they look up to. Okay?
Okay,
so be very proud of yourself. Be very, very proud of yourself.
Really, okay, I don't really see myself that way or see that in my life, but that's nice. That's very nice to hear.
Okay, and I'm just kidding. Like I said, if you can some way, you know, look up your family history, connect with your past, from a spiritual perspective, this is going to help you. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to find some information that's going to be really helpful.
Okay, I do have some information that I haven't read, actually, so I will get around to reading.
Hey, great. Well, that's amazing. That sounds awesome. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Vivian, and just thank you for calling in. You have beautiful energy. Please take care and stay in touch with us.
Thank you. That's a lovely message. God bless you, doll. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Vivian. The words I'm getting for you are shake it up. So I don't know if you're one of those people who goes through and lives your life in the same pattern over and over and over and over. If you are, it's time to stop. It's time to look at what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. There are some things that you are not even allowing yourself to experience because they're outside of your comfort zone. They want you to let go of the comfort zone. Ooh, that brings up some fear.
Okay, well, it must be on an emotional level because it's it couldn't be another way, you know, in living experiences. But I think maybe on an emotional experience that could be, I'll take a look at that. That could be the case.
Yeah, start noticing what you do and ask yourself why you do it. You know, we have habits that we formed in our lives that they're just habits. Like most people have a habit when it comes to brushing their teeth. They do it at the same time in the same way every single day. and they never think about it. So what would happen if you did it differently? Same thing with the foods you eat, the clothes you wear, the thoughts you think, what you consider to be possible in your life. What if everything became possible? And that can feel a little overwhelming, and that's just fine. Let yourself feel whatever you feel. There's nothing wrong. You're just shaking it up. You're just really looking at your life, and you are becoming aware and making choices about who you are, what you're doing, and what you're feeling. And it's a way of opening up your life so much more. Because there is this, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's like they're showing me this huge something in your future that is moving closer and closer to you. And the more you shake it up, the faster it comes to be. And you will be very happy with what it is. They're not telling me what it is. They don't want to destroy the surprise. But it feels wonderful, really wonderful.
Does it have to do with relationship dynamics?
Let me see if they're going to tell me that.
Okay.
They're saying it's all connected. So by shaking it up, looking at your life differently, looking at yourself differently, then you are changing every aspect of your life. So it's not like you have to focus on relationships to change relationships, because it's all connected. It's all a part of who you are. So by shaking it up, you are shaking up everything, and you are bringing changes in every area.
Okay.
That help?
I'll take a further look at that. And yes, it does. Thank you very much. I appreciate Barbara Grace, your message for me. Thank you. Thank you. I might be in a rut in areas that I'm not aware of at this time. I've been through a lot of changes in my life. It's the only thing constant, and I've lived in several different cultures. So it's always jarring living in a brand new culture where the mores and even gestures, everything, language, everything is so different. But the only thing I can think of about the shaking up is really with the dynamic of relationships. And it is connected with everything else, identity and a lot of those things, but that's all I can think of at the moment, but I'll take a further look at that. I appreciate your message. Thank you.
And your grandmother is coming in again, and she's saying that you're mostly focused in your head, you know, not as much in your body, and she's saying enjoyment for you right now is very cerebral. Okay, you've got to get out and feel the world. You've got to get out and feel it. Okay, you need to start having a more complete experience.
Okay,
you know,
there's a lot
get
of
out there and
that.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And don't forget that shaking it up can include things like dancing.
Okay,
like shaking up your body.
Fun. That would be fun. Yes, that's right. Literally, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Blessings.
Blessings.
I've enjoyed it tonight, and I enjoy listening to you speak to others, too. Thank you so much for the reading that you've given me. Thank you.
God bless.
And thank you for calling.
God bless
you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 347. Hello.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hello. How are you, honey?
I know you guys know who this. I'm great. How are you, ladies?
Doing great.
I wasn't sure if I pressed one or not because I was just listening.
Well, you did
one.
A good job. And Ginger's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to let go of those expectations and make the changes that you are needing. Because there's some kind of beliefs that are holding you back a little bit.
Probably. I don't, you know what? What day was that? My birthday was like a couple of days ago. But
okay.
I think I don't know if it was on the 30th. It might have been on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I actually broke my toe.
You
and
broke what?
My toe.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I was running like to get
my
the
gosh.
Phone. Yeah, because I was getting a delivery and I didn't
goodness.
Want to miss it. Yeah, so I had to go like to like urgent care and stuff like that, and I got a boot. They kind of take me up, but I gotta like find their doctor. But yeah.
Okay, so Ginger's saying, you know what? You've got to start exploring the connection between your mind and your body. Okay.
Mhm.
And you're holding on to emotions that that you haven't dealt with.
Uh huh.
Is there someone that you need to give the boot to, or some kind of habit or something you're holding on to that you need to give the boot to?
I don't know because believe it or not, the boot that they gave me, the place I went to is closed today, but they have other locations, but they're open tomorrow, but they gave me the wrong size boot. It's like too big, it's so heavy, and it's actually hurting me when I wear it.
I mean,
so
they
I
are heavy. I had one I wore last year. They're very, very heavy, you know.
Yeah,
but
I think this is way too big for me. So I got to, like,
they're terrible.
The right
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But there's something that you're holding on to, hon, that you need to get rid of.
I don't know. Like,
okay? And you've got to start visualizing yourself, you know, positively in all areas. Okay, because the universe is saying you can have what you want.
Yeah, I do think I can have what I want. I do think that. I do think that. I feel like I do know how to attract it, but I think I just have to start making time to really do it on like a daily basis.
Right.
Or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding. You know, you've got to find the joy in little things. I feel like there's like anxiety and there's some emotions that you have to let go of.
About what?
Okay, and that's, the angels are just showing me. You know, and things are going to go great for you and, you know, in every area of your life, you know. And you've worked hard. You really do deserve them. You know, you deserve all this. And I'm getting, you know, like the Ginger's saying, well, the boot is too big because there's like a need inside you for more space. You feel the need for space in your life. So the boot might be a little bit too big. So everything, you know, everything is there for a reason to make us,
well, I
you know,
want a bigger place. I do want a big, I mean, my place is really cute and I'm grateful, but I would like a bigger place.
Yeah, no, I get that. So I do feel like, you know, like you said, the bigger place, you got a bigger boot, that's a, you know, start to the bigger place, you know? But Ginger's saying, just stay optimistic. You'll get whatever it is that you have on your mind, you know, but just don't focus on anything negative. Because if you focus on negative, you're going to get negative, you know? Stay positive and you're going to attract everything you're wanting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And don't let, like, outer concerns distract you from, you know, what it is that you want to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just don't be surprised when you, like, put it out there what you're needing, that people are going to be there to help you as well.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely open to receiving, you know, I'm ready for my new year. I definitely didn't expect to hurt myself. Or to have a boot.
You've got to slow down. There's some area in your life you have to slow down a little bit, and that boot is certainly going to slow you down.
Yeah, okay. I get that. Yeah, I definitely get that. And I think I've been doing, I have been doing a lot of walking, and my body doesn't like that.
Right, and I'm getting moderation. You've got to, you know, take it slower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job. Ginger is saying, you know, you've just, like, you know, you're recognizing everything. Just slow down a little bit. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just feel like you're going to call us and you're going to have, like, such wonderful news to share. I really do.
I hope so.
It'll give you a little time to think because you're going to be slowed down, of course, you know?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. a little time to think about the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because when
yeah.
you think about the little things, Ginger is saying, that makes the big things possible, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I was just wondering if I, because I was watching like Sex in the City, and I think Onea Carey had hurt her back, and then she had, like her friends had to help her.
Uh-huh.
And she was like going through recovery and stuff, and I'm like, did I attract that? I'm watching that.
Well, in a certain way, you're holding on to stuff. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I attracted it or something. Well, I'm holding on to something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, when people have like back aches and, you know, they don't understand why, there's no physical reason that they can think of. Well, you're carrying a heavy load, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Metaphorical heavy load is going to give you that bad back, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could definitely could see that.
But you just, like you said, slow down a little bit. It's hard to walk in a big boot, you know, Ginger saying. Can't walk very
yeah,
fast
no,
in a big
have,
boot,
I'm
huh?
I'm going to see if they go. I'm going to try to go tomorrow and see if they would give me a different size, or they're going to have to give me my money back or something, or I'm just going to
yeah.
you know, get another boot from somewhere else, because this is, like, really, really heavy. It's really hurting my leg.
Yeah, no, that's not good, you know. That's not good. But just,
yeah.
Like you said, you've got to slow down, let go of what no longer serves you and keep that positive attitude. Okay?
Yeah.
And
okay.
Ginger is saying, you know, you have this beautiful heart, and you, you know, when you're around, you spread this beautiful energy wherever you are at, you know?
Yeah.
So, I do, like you said, I do feel you're going to have a lot of good things to tell us, like, in this beautiful year. But it's sort of like this is the time to release all the stuff that no longer serves you.
Okay.
And you're saying you are a little stubborn at times, you know.
Yeah.
And even when angels try to give you a little hint, she's saying she's quite persistent, too. And she really believes what she wants to do, and it's her way or the highway. So I feel like, you know, this thing with the foot and everything, it's to bring it back in balance, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And
so
you're
going
to just get yourself back
crutches.
To, like, normalcy. So just go with the
yeah.
flow, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So she's saying just be a little bit more cautious, you know, and things will...
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you so much.
And you're not the first one that, like
I
said, you're talking
year.
Something happened because you have to slow down and, you
yeah.
know, really think about things, hon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it was so nice to hear from you, honey. God bless.
Thanks. It's good to hear from you, too.
Okay. So the words I'm getting for you are accepting self.
Accepting self?
Yes. You accepting
okay.
yourself.
Okay. I've been saying that in the mirror, that I accept me.
Okay. Well, let's do a little work and see
okay.
if we can clear up some of the energy around you. So I want
okay.
you to listen to what I say while taking deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. I release the fear of my own self.
Wait, am I supposed to say something or just breathe?
You're just breathing.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just breathing and letting go of whatever comes up.
Okay.
I released the anxiety about my future. I released any need to hurt my own body. I release the smallness of my life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I release the need to be broken. I accept that I am wonderful. I release the fear of the future. I release the imbalance in my life. I release the pain. I accept the power within me. I allow myself to live. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel really peaceful. I feel really relaxed. Kind of sleepy.
Good. Okay, those were the statements I was getting for you, so.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to, I'll probably listen back to this and write it down and maybe, you know, start saying it and doing some deep breathing with it, you know, on a regular basis.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Happy New Year, Barbara, and feel better.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy your year and let the good things come.
I will. I'm letting the good things come, and you do it as well. Thank y'all both so much.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 856.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Happy New Year. Hi,
Rosemaria. Happy New Year,
hon. Happy New Year. How's everything with you, hon?
I have my ups and downs the last couple of days, and
yeah, that's what I feel
all,
like.
Shoot.
Energy's up and down, yeah.
So I don't know which way to go or what to do. Nothing's going my way.
Well, it makes sense. I feel like, you know, that you are going to have some nice new beginnings. You're going to go forward and really start, you know, creating the life that you know, been wanting and you truly deserve. But in order to do that, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit, okay?
Okay.
So call in the angels and allow them to help you with that, okay? I really feel like you don't put enough trust in, you know, the skills that you have, the talent that you have, and you can accomplish what it is that you want to do. Okay, Rosemaria? And I'm getting, you know, allow your divine team to help you. And they're going to help you to go forward and really see the opportunities that are going to bring positive change for you. And with that change comes abundance and prosperity. you have your own unique way about you, and there's no one, you know, like you. You're so beautiful and unique, and you know, you have the ability to really, you know, manifest what you are wanting, hon, okay? But you've got to be true to yourself, and you've got to allow your beautiful gifts, you know, to come true and let them flow. And I'm getting, you know, you're expanding, you know, and things are increasing for you, okay?
Okay.
So there's a lot of good coming, you know, in this year for you, Rose Maria.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it because I was waiting on a call for my birthday the other day and no call, so that, if that didn't happen, all everything is done, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting, you know, I see a relationship coming for you, and it's going to be with someone that is really going to be energetic and loving and someone that you're going to have a lot of fun with that you could really count upon. And there's going to be, you know, amazing happiness. Okay?
Okay,
and
cool.
And you could expect to have a beautiful, long-lasting relationship. Okay?
Okay,
so,
cool.
But you've got to believe you deserve it, because, Rose Maria, you truly do deserve it, hon. Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
And I'm even getting, like, prosperity, like, the doors of prosperity are opening. Things are getting better. My dog's showing me, Ginger's showing me all these four-leaf clovers. You've got to believe that you truly deserve all the good that's coming, because you do. And it will come, okay, hon? So that, you know, that was an old chapter of your, you know, of your life. And now it's time to write a really good chapter that's filled with happiness, okay? That's filled with love, that's filled with everything that you've been waiting for. Okay? So expect all the good to come, and you'll see it will. And Rose Maria, the angels are saying, you know, be nice to yourself. Did you buy yourself a little something that you've been wanting?
No. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Because you deserve it, hon, you know? You've got to love yourself, you know, and really, and, you know, treat yourself wonderfully. And I'm getting, there's a beautiful, I feel this energy around you. It's positive, it's healing, and it's going to help with matters of the heart, okay?
Okay, cool.
So you've got to just believe in yourself and, you know, focus on you. And know that every day things are going to get better and better, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Rose Maria, and happy birthday, hon.
Thanks.
Okay. The message I was getting for you is trust in self. So you need to start trusting in yourself. And I'm going to make several releasing kind of statements. And I just want you to breathe deeply while I'm doing that, because your deep breaths are actually clearing the energy. Okay, here it is. I release the fear that my life will not work.
I release my life would not work.
Okay, you don't have to repeat it. You just need to breathe deeply.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and I'm going to say it again. I release the fear that my life will not work. I release the expectation that my life is screwed up. I release hiding from my own life. I release thinking everything to death. I release the fear of feeling my own feelings. I release the confusion about who I am. I release the overwhelm of life. I accept trusting in myself. I accept that I am loved. I accept loving myself. I accept that my life works. I release all of the negative beliefs I have about myself. I release the need to tear myself down. I release seeing only the bad in my life. I release giving others permission to treat me wrong. I let it all go. Hey, how do you feel?
Good. Not better.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, let your life get better and better.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to our last caller. Area code 917.
Oh, hey. Hey, Barbara. Hey, DC. This is Tim from New York. How you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, hon.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. It's the new year, and I'm just rolling. Working, just attempting to use the law of attraction to bring new and great things in.
Beautiful. Do you have like a specific question, Tim? Is there anything?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I blanked out. Yes. Just if you saw anything opening up or coming to me in the coming new year as far as a new opportunity.
Okay. Well, the angels are around you, and what I was hearing, there's going to be major life changes for you, okay? And these changes are going to be in alignment with your destiny and your soul mission. They're going to be very, very positive, Tim, and, you know, there's going to be long-term benefits with these beautiful changes. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So just have faith and trust in your beautiful divine plan. And I feel like you're going to be able to pursue, you know, what it is that you've been wanting. There's going to be so many new opportunities. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be stronger and I guess get a little bit more resilient in life is what I'm getting. But you're doing a great job. That, you know, the angels are saying, wow, he, you know, you're really doing a great job. Be very proud of yourself, Tim. Okay? And I'm getting there may be some unexpected financial gains as well. Okay?
Okay, okay.
Just relax and breathe and, you know, get ready. You've learned the lessons that you had to learn. Okay? So,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if you're a little bit tired right now, but, I mean, you have learned a lot, and things are changing, you know?
That is great to hear.
So just take a little bit of time for you. But I feel like, you know, whatever it is that you were, you know, supposed to learn. You truly did learn it, you know, Tim? So that's really amazing. You're doing a great job. And I can't wait to hear about all the good coming, because we've heard, you know, how good you were doing, but you've really done an amazing job. So you're doing really great. Okay. And just affirm that you're willing to learn new things, and, you know, that, you know, when you do like to share them with others, because I do feel like you're here to share, you know, whatever it is you're learning with others, Tim. Okay. And
okay.
I'm getting just like, you know, don't be afraid of what's coming for you. Open up to all the options that are available to you. You know, some of them might not be clear to you at this time. Okay. But get ready for the new and unexpected opportunities. I feel like there's going to be a lot of surprises, really, really great surprises. Just be open and receptive, okay?
Okay.
So it seems like it's going to be really exciting, Tim. As I said, I don't know, like, you, I feel like you've done something different that needed to be done. You finally have done what it is that you needed to do. And I just feel it's really, really amazing. So whatever it is that you're wanting, don't be afraid to, you know, to let the universe know it and let your divine team know, because they're there to support you, Tim.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Job well done, Tim. God bless. Have a wonderful 2020.
You too. Thank you so very much.
Okay, Tim. The words I'm getting for you are, don't fight change. And I'm going to make some statements, and I just want you to breathe deeply and let go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I release fighting change. I release living in a rut. I release stubborn traditions. I release fear of the unknown. I release the need to control my life. I release having my brain run my life. I release the overwhelm of change. I release the unpredictability of the unknown. I accept the goodness within me. I accept that I am loved. I accept that I am guided. I accept that my life gets better and better. I give myself permission to exceed all my expectations. I release who I have been. I accept who I am becoming. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels great. I'm going to replay it and just breathe deep, breathe deeply. Thanks so very much.
You are welcome. And I'm seeing wonderful things coming into your life. So enjoy.
I will. I can't wait to call you guys and have things to tell you about. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a great new year.
You do the same. Thank you, DC.
Happy New
Bye.
Year, Tim.
Happy New Year.
Okay. We are done, DC.
Oh, beautiful. What a great show, Barbara.
All right, they're nudging me to ask, do you have a message for me? I don't want it, but you can tell it to me.
Do I have a message for you? Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm getting there was like a little lesson in what you've recently encountered, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it serves your higher good. Is what I'm getting. That's what they were saying. Okay. I'm just trying to see, because when you said we were done, I sort of shut off. I shut myself down. That's hard. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting like it wasn't that bad. Like it did serve you. And have you been doing a little bit too much? Because I feel like, you know, with our other callers with, like, physical issues and everything, I feel like you were overdoing things, Barbara. And you sort of lost your, like, equilibrium is what I was getting.
Well, I've not been overdoing things for the last couple of weeks.
That's what I'm getting. Yes, but prior to that, you were doing too much. You know?
Okay.
So I'm getting you just have to, you know, stick with moderation. Okay? And, you know, take a little bit more time to really just enjoy life.
Okay.
So it's just like stay on that middle ground is what I'm getting. You know, stay on the middle ground. But I feel like you did need a little bit of time just for you. And sometimes, you know, if that's what happens, we get shut right down, Barbara.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, tonight you were amazing. So everything is, you know, everything is fine. Okay. And I just feel like, you know, you're coming back and you're stronger than you were, but you've got to just, you know, take that time for yourself. Okay. And we're so happy to, you know, to have you back with us, of course. But the angels are saying, you know, this is going to be a beautiful year for you as well, Barbara. This is going to be an amazing year. I mean, you've helped so many and, you know, and this is your time to receive. Okay. And make sure that you make yourself a priority this year. And, you know, make sure that you stay positive is what I'm getting. And Ginger is saying, you know, this is a great year for love if that's something you're considering.
I haven't decided about that one yet.
Okay. Well, she's saying, hey, that's up to you, you know. But she's saying you're going to show a lot of creativity this year with your career. And you've inspired people immensely, but you're going to inspire them even more.
Okay.
And she's saying you have the ability to do great things, and this is your year to do them.
Wonderful.
It sounds really, really amazing, Barbara. So I can't wait to see what these great things are. I'm excited. You're going to have
yes.
to tell
no,
myself and all the callers that are listening, just like the other callers. We want to know what's going on with you as well. You know, you're going to have to keep us up to date, too.
I'll do my best.
Okay, because we have not only myself and the callers, I just see, like, all the angels gathering around. Barbara, you have an immense angelic team with you. All the archangels are with you. And I feel like Archangel Michael has been with you, like, over the last couple of weeks. You know, he's strongly with you as well.
Wonderful.
He's letting you know that this is your year to have great happiness and fulfillment. And
okay.
Have you been feeling sort of like, you know, there's got to be more to life than this? You felt like something, you know, there was just something missing possibly?
Yeah, they're showing me how to open up to more of life, so That's good.
Yeah, yeah, and it's sort of to reclaim your personal power.
Yeah.
You know, and the angels, you know, they're there to help you. They're so proud of what you're doing. But they're saying you decide what's right for you.
Okay.
Okay? And there's nothing to worry about, you know, because the angels will always walk with you into the future.
Wonderful.
So with that being said, I see a red convertible, and I see Joan Rivers driving, and Ginger is there, and they're yelling to you, come on, Barbara, let's go get in. We're excited to drive you into the future.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. And yesterday, I did connect with Betty White, God bless her. She would have been 100 in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So she's already having fun with Joan and Ginger. So she came in. She woke me up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because there are no clocks, you know?
Yeah.
But I have to tell Joan to remind everyone that, you know, we have clocks here. We absolutely do have clocks. So I had gotten up rather early. So that wasn't something that I had planned on, but it was definitely worth, you know, getting up that early. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But the angels, you know, they're really excited because this is a time of great transformation for everyone, Barbara. And there's going to be a lot of miracles. There's going to be epiphanies. And we all came here at this time because we have, you know, there's a reason that each of us are here. We're all part of that bigger plan. You know,
right.
And we're each here to help humanity in our own way. So the angels are saying, you know, embrace this time and feel the excitement. And you're going to see how love magically transforms your lives. And each of you are beings of light. You are expanding and you're reaching higher levels of consciousness. And you're being divinely inspired and guided by the angels, you know, to really go to those higher dimensions. And it's time now that we open our hearts and we allow the angels and the archangels to come in and assist us. They want to give us the assistance that we're needing, and they're going to do it with light and love, and they're going to help us to raise our vibrations. And we're to realize that we are multidimensional beings. And the angels, you know, they're going to help us to see where we need to align with the growth that we are seeking. And we've got to realize we've been on this journey throughout our entire lifetime, and we have been evolving, and we've been always evolving and opening up to new phases of consciousness. So we've just got to stop resisting experiences. We can bring attention to them and allow ourselves to open up and become more fully present in them. And, you know, in this moment of life, because they're saying, beloveds, this truly is the only moment that you have where you are living your experience. It is now time to allow this beautiful energy that is vibrantly flowing through you to move freely and connect with the joy and happiness that you have been seeking. Beloveds, you are each the universe and you are so needed. You are all miracles. As you begin to absorb this information, you're then able to go back into your heart space where love resides. The universe connects with your amazing frequency, and you are now vibrating with love, joy, and abundance. Allow this energy to help you to manifest what you are wanting in life. And that was the little message that I had channeled the other day, Barbara, from the angels.
Wonderful.
So it is a beautiful and amazing time. I mean, I truly feel it.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, truly, truly beautiful. But just make sure that, you know, you're taking time for you and, you know, putting yourself first because you do give a lot.
Yeah, I am doing that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, what a great way to, you know, start off the New Year's weekend. Wow, that's beautiful. You know, we have this beautiful, you know, Sunday, and now we're going into the, you know, the first week here, and I just feel so inspired.
Me too.
Beautiful. Well, I hope that helped, Barbara. I hope that, you know, you got something from those messages.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And that the horn is beeping on that little convertible. They were going to pull up on a unicorn, but they know that that is not your first choice. So jump in the red convertible. Take care, everyone. Happy New Year. God bless.
Yes, take care, everyone. We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.